Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest, 100% organic cotton bedding from Bull & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with airy blankets, cloud-like duvets, and breathable sheets. You'll experience pure comfort on night one and feel your bedding get softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com with code ODYSSEY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show, good morning to you. It's Monday, January 21st, 2025.
No, it ain't.
What? Oh, it is, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Shoot.
I know, man. It throws me, too.
I don't
think I like Mondays off. I don't think I know how to do with it.
I like them. I liked it.
I got a routine. It just throws it off. I feel like Fridays off are, for me, the way to go.
Fridays are fun, though. That's why when we have our druthers, I always like, man, let's just take the Monday off. I mean, this was a company holiday, though.
Yeah, it was.
It was
a big one.
Been on the air yesterday. Of course, all that didn't start. God, do you know, I want to save all the inauguration talk because we have to get some.
I mean, there's a lot to get into with it anyway.
We have to get a lot of audio together and a lot of clearance for said audio, which is so weird.
Yeah.
I've said it before about the political stuff when the running of any election is going on. Let's say Lindsey Graham posts a video talking about his election or anyone's, when someone in that vein releases a video, and he didn't, so don't go look for it, but if he did, it's press, it's to bang, go everywhere. But
yeah,
in the media, you have to get their permission to do it.
And it should be some kind of, and it might be, public domain type of speech from a public official. I mean, it should be out in the ethers for whoever to. I mean, look.
I'll give you a good example. And when I say you, I'm talking about you, the audience, because, Fat, well, you're obviously aware. And we will tiptoe around this simply not to get in any kind of trouble. There's a particular very famous, very inspirational, for lack of a better term, speech.
Yep.
That the family of this person, this leader that spoke this incredible speech, will not allow it to be played.
No.
Yet that's what defined the person who made this speech. It probably would have gotten played a lot yesterday.
The NFL gets tricky with their trademarks too, and then, you know.
But that.
Yeah.
That's like if the Lord came back and said, hey, I'm suing you, Gutenberg. I'm suing you, Gideons. Gideons, you were giving away my book.
You better believe the Lord would have lawyers when he came back.
Oh, the best.
He'd be suing some people for sure. It's weird, man, because I don't know. There's a person who has a famous catchphrase you cannot say.
Uh-huh. But not even a catch. Yeah.
Now he has a service that monitors somehow.
It's not Jimmy Walker either. It's not Dynamite. You can still say that.
I feel like they don't come after podcasters. I never hear about it. I feel like podcasting is almost the Wild West as far as audio goes.
Still.
I think what I'm getting to is there will be a point where we just stop asking for certain stuff, like as far as what we play.
Yeah.
The stuff that we know that, you know, is protected. We won't play. But
right.
The other stuff, audio-wise, I feel like we're just going to throw it out there. Because I feel like that's what pods are doing. They're just like playing whatever and just, like, they could play a clip of Lindsey Graham talking about whatever and they'd be like, oh, let's bring him on the show. We got Lindsey Graham here right now.
Let me take his big jacket off. But it's going to be loud, but it moving around sounds like crap, too. You know, I'm sitting here listening to this. So it's like I'm scratching or something. It's just loud.
God. I will say it's weird that...
It's cold outside.
Baby, it's cold outside.
Baby, you gotta stir.
Would you say you feel like what?
It is odd to see professional sports on during the day of a holiday in the afternoon. Yeah. I just can't get used to it.
Uh-huh.
There's NBA games on all day. And if this is something that feels like should be on at night. Now, at this time, I'm home anyway. But my schedule feels thrown off because I'm like, I feel like...
So, TV has messed you up.
TV, the holidays, I just don't like Monday holidays. I don't get it, man. It's just like it F's the week. It's just
what
really
day
F's it hard.
Your birthday on this...
Monday.
Uh-uh. I knew it. I knew it.
And that's going to... Well, I mean, that's not good. Look, that's still a work day.
Hell yeah.
I think here you can take a holiday for your birthday, but who does?
That's when you want to go soak it up.
I know.
That's what I said the other day about I go out of my way to tell people happy birthday if I know in advance or whatever because happy I know birthday. How good I'm not bullcrapping. Most people do. I enjoy people telling me happy birthday. I do.
I mean, everybody, like, who don't like it? They're lying if they say they don't.
Mm-mm.
That might be a little embarrassing or off-putting, but you still like to hear it.
Even with the age thing, like, I've come to realize now that women are fine with telling their age as long as they don't look like crap. I mean, really, you've noticed that a lot, right? Like, you see, like, women very bold with, I'm 51, MF. What are you going to do about it? I look great, don't I? Like, wow.
Kind of, you're putting it out there, aren't you?
Yeah, but if they're, like, they don't want to talk about it, like, they're either incredibly old... I don't think there's any men that give a damn about it.
No, not really. And then the other trick to the...
I mean, I'm sure there are, but it's usually like, the complete opposite.
Yeah, not many. It can't be many, right?
Paige is not here today to argue the point of women, so it's going to be a...
She got the runs, and she talks about it a lot. So
yeah, she's squirting up today.
She's not shy about her diarrhea at all. Mm-mm. But, you know, like, the thing with women, too, is, look, when you do the whole, 29 again, they're like, you know... That's, you know, it's complimenting, it's flattering.
Yeah.
But at a certain point, it's condescending, and they don't like it. Like, you know, you're supposed to look your age.
Yeah.
You know you look your age at a certain point, and just throw it out there. Just say, you know, you're not trying to pretend to be younger.
Right.
You don't advertise, you know, exactly, hey, you know, I'm 84, but, like, we know you're not, you know, young.
Right.
It's a weird elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Just throw it out there.
I just remember, like, as a kid, like...
70 and horny.
That might have been one of the first lessons I was ever taught, because it's so, like, enthralled into me. Installed into me? I don't know. She's pretty on TV.
Instilled, yeah. I was looking at her earlier by myself.
Instilled, that's it. That you never ask a woman her age. Never, ever, ever ask a woman her age.
You don't ask a woman her age. You don't ask people who they voted for, how much money they make, and you peel your skin off your chicken nuggets.
Also, that's, yeah.
before you eat them.
But then I remember when one of my aunts came. See, this is so weird. I've had such a reflection on my life. Like, why, you know? Things feel why they bother you or whatever. And from this same thing, I'll draw these two elements. I had an aunt that was turning 40. And this was in the days of Lordy Lordy, so-and-so's 40. That was still trending. That'd probably be trademarked now. Just like the No Shave November thing.
Or
something
Dirty 30.
That's supposed to bring awareness to men's cancer is trademarked, and you cannot use.
That anybody could trademark this stuff.
But the fact these dudes did, and they did it to raised money for cancer, but then trademarked it. Like, yep. God dang it.
I'm trying to make some money.
But it was her 40th, and we went and put, it was me, my mom, my sister, another aunt, all the cousins, and we were going to put tombstones in her yard because she was turning 40. And I remember thinking, like, oh, my God. Like, what are we doing here? Like, we're morbid. Letting everyone know how old Aunt Brenda is.
That's a little grim.
I mean, it was.
But look.
But it was. But I. They gave us each a tombstone, said, write something fun on there. And they always told me this is when they knew I was a creative type. I put on there. I didn't put a tombstone because I thought that was too cruel. So I took the 20th Century Fox logo and made it 40th Century Fox.
Oh, wow.
And my aunt loved that because, oh, I am foxy, aren't I? They always like brought that up for years. Like, that was always so good when you did that, Matthew.
Just the fact that you would know to do that with that logo is pretty impressive.
You know what? I surprised myself.
Not look, nothing against your aunt, but 40 then is a different look than 40 now.
For sure. Absolutely.
I don't know if it's part of the genetic reset or what, but you just looked older back then.
No, that's true. I mean, we've talked about that with especially ball players, but probably if you just had like a photo album of men, which would be weird.
why you got a book of dudes?
What did you go to the Citadel? What do you got there?
This is my book of dudes.
But, you know, with like sports cards, you can look and, oh, wow, look how old Yogi Berra looked in 1951. Like, he looked like he was 60 years old. Like, that's crazy. And he was a catcher.
Those ears, too.
Those big old ears. But then, you know, there is something to that.
Pete Rose always looked old to me. Now, when he was younger, he had hair like that was a little bit longer, but that looked like an older guy trying to have a younger guy's haircut.
When he had that bowl cut in the 80s especially. He looked like freaking Mo Howard from the Three Stooges.
He always played like Phil Niekro. I mean, he looked like he was 80 when he was still pitching last 5 years of his career.
Yeah. I mean, you think about like a lot of those players are all like grayed out up there pitching, you know?
Yeah.
But there was something to that. Look, the same thing that happened with, and I'm not even talking about the plastic surgery stuff. Does something happen to the female body as well? We've talked about that before where
is it hormone related?
I don't know. I mean, something like boobs look different.
They really do.
But then again, women were also like crippling. It's probably not a good word to use, but like they're messing up their bodies wearing those weird corsets and stuff. Like they were reshaping their bodies.
That's what they're saying about the bras. The bras are, I mean, look, some of you need them.
Uh-huh.
But they're, you know, telling you if you can go without them, try to.
Yeah.
And if you wear a lot of sports bras, it pushes them down. That's like not good for your shape.
Damned if you do. Just don't wear one.
Chicks with real big ones usually don't want you to know they have them, which I guess I get because it's like, you know, an attention getter.
Yeah, but how do you hide that?
Like multiple sports bras, big shirts, big sweaters. Yep.
It's like those things women wore in the 90s. They were like, for lack of a better term, like a sash. And you'd put it on your shoulder with like a brooch. Do you remember that look? My mom had a set up like that. And I remember several women at church. It was like
some would come off the shoulder too.
Yeah. But it was like a little colorful scarf or whatever. They'd hang on their shoulder with a pendant.
I spent many a Saturdays in Cato just watching women shop because I couldn't go anywhere. I wasn't allowed to. Like, can we please go to Walmart?
So you know, somebody had a credit card, I believe.
Saying we got to go to Cato. Look around. I can't play with a costume jewelry because they'll call me a word.
Mm-hmm. At that time, it was more socially acceptable to say that word.
They would call you that in the store.
Right. They would even put a sign up, no blanks allowed sometimes.
Attention to the blank. Yeah. Playing with the jewelry? You are not a girl. Thank you. Yeah, man, it was just, I don't know. It was
a different time.
It really was.
But, I mean, in the same way, and I've seen commercials about it now, where it hit me like a ton of bricks that day where I was like, why is it dog poop white anymore? And then it went back to, like, well, I can't remember if it was good or bad food we used to feed them.
It had to have been bad.
Okay, so it was bad, but then I saw a commercial the other day. What was the girl that played in Knocked Up with Seth Rogen?
Oh, she's mean.
She hates all those movies. She's better than now. Now I can't remember her name.
That's the reputation. What's her damn name?
Yeah. Well, she's doing a. She must. Maybe it was just an endorsement, or maybe she owns this dog food company, and they put like real steak in it, and they're like, dogs back in the 70s lived longer than dogs today, and it's because they were eating better food. And I'm like, no, wait a minute. I thought they were eating bad food then. That's why the dog dookie was white. But now she's saying, no, they lived longer then. We were feeding them steak. And I'm like, first off, my dog never got steak.
I feel like she's full of it. They got to eat better now because the stuff you get.
You like almost will feed your kids worse.
You will.
You will. It's this weird mindset. It's like, hey, we got to go buy Tractor Supply to get that organic stuff for the cow. What do you want from McDonald's?
If you feed a dog bad, you're going to pay the price. It's going to be messy. You got to clean it up.
Oh, boy, you ain't kidding.
It's not going to sit well with your stomach. So good. I mean, like spraying everywhere.
Yeah.
At least when a kid does it, he's going to do it in his pants or the toilet.
Yeah. Or hers.
It's women do it, it's too. Easier to manage, but when a dog, man, this is like, God, it's worth that extra money just to settle their stomachs.
But even on the TLCMotors.com text line, 72341. Oh,
that's why you know it.
1-800-774-0093. That's the same number to call and text. Same it's number. Weird. I never knew you could text 800 numbers, but it's a thing now.
Well, I told you I was working on it.
Marzuka intertwined the two worlds.
He figured it out.
But people are saying the complete opposite. Like, they're arguing with each other. Like, the food was better then than now. And then they're saying the complete opposite. It's got something to do with the oxygen. Maybe the oxygen was not as bad then. It just turned it white.
There's no way, man, because there.
But I've pooped outside before, and it didn't turn any color. It stayed the same.
It turned into a frozen sickle now.
Yeah.
Go do it right now.
I was attracted by those gay flies. The ones with the rainbow eyes.
Oh,
the doo-doo. They just love the doo-doo. They love it.
Yeah, there's no way because there weren't as many healthy options back then. Look, you had old Roy, in a can, you were just. Where the jelly would help the food slide out of the can?
Yeah, but think about there was similar food we were eating as well that just slid out of a can.
Yep, shout out Hormel.
Cranberry sauce, what's up?
Can't tell you how many Christmases were sponsored
hams.
By Hormel.
God, yes.
This is a trailer park ham.
With the crank on it.
That we lived in a trailer park. We should have called it trailer park ham. That's what it was.
It would be like... It would be a thing now. Kids would be wearing the T-shirts.
Oh, yeah, because they love that retro type of, hand-me-down type society.
I remember I come from a time when if you ate ramen noodles for dinner, you didn't tell anybody because they'd make fun of your ass.
Yeah.
They would call you poor and neglected, and they'd say, hey, do you need us to talk to a resource officer for you?
Now they go buy them. They wear the shirts. Yeah.
And the hoodies and stuff.
Like pajama pants. They want the bowls you cook them in.
God. What's something else that could totally go after that? Something that's like awful food that's not you shouldn't be proud to be eating, but
I wish they did minimalism because, you know, it was cost effective. But they're just doing it because of a trend.
Yeah.
And these, you know, this is cool now. And that's just the byproduct of being trendy is saving money.
You're right. The same thing with like fashion is 10 years ago, you took the logos and you made them bigger so people could tell. Oh, yes, that is a polo shirt you're wearing.
Yeah.
I can see that from 10 miles. But now...
Size of that gator.
You put something very inconspicuous in a place on the shirt or pants where it shouldn't be to get people's attention to get down there and read it.
Yeah.
Oh.
What is that thing?
These are Jordaches.
What does the crotch of that boy's drawers say? Jordache.
Jordache.
This is a bugle boy.
Hey,
Bugle Garcon.
That's funny.
Shit, I had a French line of it.
Ask me what I'm working on in the Plex.
Oh, I forgot how we were going to do it. What are you working on in the Plex?
Oh, we didn't ask that. I figured since you're doing sports, I would do this.
We can switch them up either
switch
way.
Switch them up. Okay.
Later.
You'll never believe why a 19-year-old in Wisconsin set fire to his congressman's office.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. 19 in Wisconsin.
Fact that he would even know where it is. Why I can't say that. Yeah. The younger generation knows this stuff now.
They can freaking figure out just by taking a picture of you on TV. Oh, yeah, that's where he works, that's where he lives.
They're real super political.
It's like War Games, the movie, the first one.
Oh, not wrestling?
No.
Rings at once.
I want to see him on scaffolds, too. All right, I'll tell you why next in your Rise Guys headlines. Money never had it.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you?
Hello, I'm Matt Mann, and these are your headlines.
Yeah.
Paige is out with a tore up stomach.
I mean,
actually, no, it's not that. That's usually what's going on with her.
She'll tell you. She's not afraid to tell you.
No, she's like, I will stand up for diarrhea for women. But she she said that she sounds like she smoked 100 cigarettes. So, I don't know.
She would try it, too, for a video. She'd be into that.
If her mouth hurts, or like, all at the same time. She's like this.
I like old Red Skelton or whoever that did it before.
You guys don't see me smoke a bunch of cigarettes?
Yeah. So anyway, that's why she's not here. I would have preferred it. We could have done, like, a little devil character with her or something.
Good morning, everybody.
That one that's going to last?
Let's hear your Martin Simpson.
Hey, homie.
God, man, that's like dead on still. It's never going to go away.
But only homie is the only thing I can say. Homie.
You could do like, you homie. Know, sex noises and stuff.
Yeah, right there, homie.
Now I'm thinking you're not talking to Homer Simpson. You're just talking to you. You're just saying homie.
Marissa told me.
What's up, homie? Do it.
Hey, homie.
But nothing else. I can't say so,
Bart.
I mean, nothing.
Springfield.
No.
I mean, it's close. It's pretty good. It's up there.
All right. Wisconsin. Not where the Simpsons lived, but that's where a 19-year-old lives and is facing arson charges for setting fire to his congressman's office. Why?
Tell me, homie.
That just reminds me of the meme that is hilarious where the cop goes up to the couple and says, your neighbor's house is on fire. And the neighbor goes, was it arson? And the cop goes, yes, it was your son.
Ah, that's good. What are you talking about? Was the little girl turn around smiling? Who was that little girl? Why is she getting commercials now? The other.
She's like the bucktooth girl from the memes.
Right.
Like, get that kid out of here.
If you know anything about current events and stuff, you really have like two or three options or answers maybe to this. Why did a 19-year-old set fire to his congressman's office over the weekend?
Well, it's got to be over Trump, right? That's what I would say. A protest? Somehow, maybe.
A protest. You know, that's one thing you can say. Now, it got violent after a while, but used to they'd do peaceful sit-ins.
Yeah.
And now it's like, yo, we're going to set fire to stuff. We're going to smash and grab a bunch of watches while we're at it.
Spray paint a bunch of stuff.
No, it is not that. He was angry about TikTok being banned in America.
Oh, God.
He set fire about 3 hours after TikTok went dark. But that, of course, if you know, you know, and if you don't give a damn, you're like me, that it was only down for less than 24 hours.
Yeah.
He told cops that showed up that, and he didn't try to leave either. He just, like, sat there with it burning. And he told cops when they arrived he did it because he was upset about the ban of TikTok. Of course, it came back on shortly thereafter. But Congressman Glenn Grothman is not too happy about it at all. He's been very outspoken about TikTok, saying it was a privacy threat to America via China, which apparently now just got worked out just like that. Like, he solved that, solved the ceasefire.
People were jumping to the red note, and guess what? That's Chinese held, too.
What's not? I mean, look around. You start looking at who owns hotels in America. You won't stay anywhere.
No. If China's not going to mine your data, somebody else is going to mine it. Like
it's going to be the Turkish or the Indians. I mean, that's not any kind of slam or whatever. Russia. That's just what the statistics say. That's where all the scams come from. They're in Nigeria.
But that caused a lot of backlash. People, I made money off TikTok. I'm going to miss it.
Well, look at it as a whole. I was thinking about this. What if, like, that was kind of like, I don't want to say like a beta test, just to sit, check the reaction. Just like, let's see. Like, when they push gas up to a crazy price, let's see how pissed they get or if they just keep pumping away.
I see the morality.
Imagine if the whole internet went down.
God, I mean, we couldn't work.
Uh-uh.
A lot of people couldn't work. I see the virality of it because the hundreds of millions of people on TikTok, it's easier to get followers on there. It just really is.
But so, why is it so easy on there versus the other stuff?
It's hard to explain, man. But like looking at it, for me, it seems like everything is so quick, so fast-paced. Videos, 10, 15 seconds usually. And they're hard to make. They're really hard to make. And it's hard to create that content in that short of time.
But I think that's where we are screwing ourselves or shooting ourselves in the foot if you're not into sex talk, is that we – the deep stuff, like the not long and drawn out stuff, because, you know, like there's TV shows that could have been just a movie. Like they made, you know, 16 episodes of what would have just been a movie.
Yeah.
But then you get the complete opposite where they do those little 15-minute movies now or 15-minute TV shows or whatever. But I think that screws with our brains. That's going to make more people with ADHD.
It's milking the content. Yellow Jackets should have been a movie, not a show where you're 2 and 3 seasons in and absolutely nothing remotely interesting ever happens.
I used to eat those to stay up all night when I did overnight radio.
That would have been a more interesting show.
About energy pills?
Yeah, instead of a bunch of girls who eat each other. In the woods.
Like cannibals, or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Boo. It's like nothing happens.
Boo.
Sucks.
But anyway, they've not released the kid's name yet, but he's facing arson charges. And it is not known yet what his TikTok name is, if y'all want to go look. He's 19, though. I don't know why the big, privacy thing. Like, this kid's really weird about privacy. We're not going to say his name. There's no telling what he's going to burn down next.
Man, I hope this don't hit his record as far as like something that's going to mess him up long term.
Well, what would be bad is like if he's ugly and the girls don't swoon over him. Because women love a hot murderer.
I mean,
they do. It's. I mean, it's. I saw it. They did a bit about it on SNL. I don't know if it was last week or whatever, but. They made the joke about that kid. I don't want to say. I'm not going to say his name. Although I know it, which is crazy.
Yeah, I shouldn't know it.
I know the guy who killed the CEO of the medical company. That's all I'll say. They made a joke about how handsome he was, and that, you know, what you'd do for him. And the audience, and you can hear the women. I'm like, God.
I didn't know what a twonk was until, you know, that whole thing happened.
What is a twonk?
It's a beefed up twink in the gay community.
So it's like a twink hunk.
Yeah, but I guess like beefier, more ripped up.
Yeah.
Twunk.
Huh.
It sounds like, you know, you got a lisp and you're trying to say trunk. Donald Trunk.
Can you put this in the trunk? Honk honging.
Honk.
Yeah, that's a weird thing. Like she could be the hottest woman ever, but if I find out that she's like killing people or whatever, not into it.
Thank you.
Not into it.
Plus it sucks to see people still, you know, sharing the memes about that locally. Like, I don't care. The guy, you know, he denied people coverage, and I'm sure he didn't by himself do that, but still, either way.
Right.
Dude's dead.
If you're the
he's got a family.
The like, will they name? If I'm the next CEO, I was like, don't say who I am.
I don't do it.
Like, you don't want it. Like, they're saying, all right, we're taking applications for new CEO.
Please don't do it.
Crickets. Yeah. We don't want to be the next one right now.
Like, I want to be anonymous, please. Yeah. I got to be.
I'm the anonymous CEO of medical company.
It's like when you call here. I got to be anonymous.
Right.
Like, all right, we'll put you
most on. Likely, that's how most calls start off now. Like, I'll look at a screen, and it'll say anonymous. That's usually the way it goes. So anyway, yeah, it's a weird kind of thing now. But then again, the European kids... It seems, and I'm talking about the natives.
Yeah.
They're just going over there tearing up paintings and stuff, which y'all know that ain't the real ones. That's not the real ones. The real ones, They don't wheel out the real Mona Lisa every day. I'm convinced of that. I'm convinced of it. They could be behind, but some of those, like the Matisse, they got screwed up. And I know you're probably calling me various words for even knowing how to say it. But they super glued their hand to it and then started pouring paint on it or whatever. And I'm like, I guarantee you that's not the real one. It wouldn't be hanging there just on the wall, not behind glass. But then again.
Who would have them? Where would they be?
In like a big museum or whatever, but
yeah,
like there was one that I saw over Christmas where there was these kids that were pissed that there was a Christmas tree in their local mall, just because that breaks the we don't say which holiday happy holiday, you know, bullcrap stuff, and they're sitting there pouring paint all over it in protest. I'm like, you pussies! Like, God, go get a job. Do something with yourself instead of doing this. What are you?
Just in general.
You got to clean up this mess. Oh, mall is going to stink like paint.
Like you don't have anything else better to do.
People going to JCPenney's like, it smells like paint in here.
How many people learn what the Mona Lisa is because of the meme where she's got her boob out? Because that's popular, too.
Probably that or the Da Vinci Code.
She wasn't a good-looking woman. Not much worth looking at.
You know, many people still contend that's a man.
God, it could be. Yeah. We didn't know that it was a boy in the Home Alone picture, Buzz's girlfriend, until that came out a couple years ago.
I didn't know the Statue of Liberty was Lucifer until like 2 years ago. I really didn't. Thank you. Thank me.
Oh, thank you for the headlines.
Thank you. Maybe. Appreciate that. Hey, what are you working on over there in sports, Fat Boy?
We got to talk about the Buckeyes. OH went in their seventh national championship.
And when you see people that they're showing in the crowd, and you're like, good Lord, like they have a nice alumni list, does Ohio State.
So many people. Big Even time. Celebrity fans, Bryce Harper, yeah. LeBron James, they didn't go there.
No.
Just big fans.
Yeah.
Lou Holtz was in the box. Did you see Lou?
No.
Yeah.
Was he slobbering everywhere?
He wasn't far from it, man. He was kind of slouched and slumped.
Oh, gosh. Well, I didn't mean it like that. He's up since forever. He's always had that.
He had his old cap on from the 88 title.
Oh,
I believe
wow.
It was 88. Yeah, a lot of people there.
Yeah.
A lot of celebrities.
Yeah. Was Rudy there? I didn't see
him. You know what? That would have been good if he might have been. I don't know. I don't think they showed him. He was offsides anyway, so.
I didn't see Joe Montana.
He was there.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's another. He was wearing his Guinness shirt. Because he's a Guinness spokesperson now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was repping the brand, brother.
They should give that to Cole Stout. You love that.
Coach Cole.
There you go.
You should.
All right, sports next. Good morning, everybody.
Wake up! This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
I just like when they bicker back and forth. That's a trip. I'd love to hear them argue.
The Rise Guys.
The Rise Guys rock.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
And now, Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
From 33 yards. You miss it, and the Irish have hope. It's good. And Ohio State, national champions. The longest, toughest postseason climb in the history of the sport. And after all that, it's Ohio State together at the mountaintop. Champions of college football.
Boy, look at that, the Buckeyes. I don't like them, but, you know, I did call it. They got hot at the right time.
Why do you not like them? Because I feel a little bit of that, too. Did they beat someone from our area? Or like, why that?
Yeah, see, not really. Like, if you look back, the Gamecocks used to own them in the Carquest Bowl for 2 years in a row.
Oh, yeah.
Clemson's got, you know, the fair amount of wins against them. But
maybe
I just don't
like. Because it's Ohio.
I just don't like other schools, really. Like, I hate every other college football team.
Were you that way, like, for middle schools in your town?
Oh, yeah.
Me, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hated the rivalries.
I don't like them. Blue Flame. Y'all can go to hell.
I still have it. See, I'm so weirded out by the fact that I love America and we have the Eagles, but then Eastside Eagles.
Oh, yeah, it's a big rivalry. Although, you know, it seemed like the canned food drive, they used to outdo you.
Bull crap. They would beat us in football. We'd beat them in charity dollars raised. I didn't like that. God.
I don't know why God. It's so loud. I felt like the squirrel in the talons on that one.
Are you happy, Clark? She's deaf.
That's a little too close.
Bless me.
It's a little surprise for you Buckeye fans on Google. If you Google the score, get a little fireworks show. let me refresh this. See if you can see it. 34-23. Yeah, there it goes. Buckeye, look, if you would have told them, Michigan's going to beat you at home, but you're going to win the whole thing, I'm sure they would have taken that.
Here's a text wanting to know, was he at the, I didn't, no, I did not watch the entire game. Did Denny Hamlin go to Ohio State? I don't think NASCAR drivers go to college.
They don't have to.
Yeah, I mean, I've never thought about that before, but I
don't think they go to high school really that much.
A lot of them drop out in middle school.
Because, you know, I mean, if you can drive, you know, if you can keep it between the lines, you got a career.
Petty dropped out of school at 3 years old to go work.
3 years old.
He did. Richard, not Kyle. He's never had to work a day in his life.
That's true. Let's see. Denny's from Virginia. I doubt he went to Ohio State.
I don't know if he's even at the game. This is just a dumb text from somebody. I didn't mean dumb, but yeah, that was stupid.
That is a little dumb. So that's it, man. Another college football season in the books.
Yeah.
The opening favorites for next year's Natty are Texas and Ohio State. I think they forgot about a little C-word team in Pickens County, Clemson Tigers.
Oh, okay. You say C-word, you know.
Look, Cade's going to get some Heisman consideration, at least preseason.
What do you mean, at least preseason?
I mean, let it
roll.
When
he starts playing, they're going to say, yeah, maybe not.
Well, you know, when you take that first loss, God forbid.
Yep.
I don't want it to happen, but, you know, that's when they start kind of get, well, is he the player that we thought he was?
I think a lot of him. Like, I think right now in with both schools, meaning South Carolina and Clemson, like, we got some big future legends, I believe, playing.
All accounts, he's a great dude.
Yeah.
By the people I talk to.
Yep. Got charisma. Got that riz.
Got the riz, as the kids say. So, we'll see what happens.
Oh, yes. Stephen A. Smith. I can't stand him. Oh, he was at the game yesterday wearing a velour tracksuit. I don't know why I don't like him. I just cannot stand him.
He does – I give him this. He does a good job standing out amongst a character of a group of people that are all the same.
Good. Yeah, that's a good point.
He's talking
Stuart heads. Scott with the eye.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, yeah, the guy – or Chris Berman going back and forth with the hair pieces.
These talking heads on these sports shows on TV are just
– carbon copies.
And you see what was happening in Fox Sports in that lawsuit and how some people might have used their femininity, whatever that word is.
Femininity.
To work their way to the top, according to allegations.
Well, our vice president did the same.
According to
– not J.D., but the other one.
According to allegations.
Not if Jack Daddy Vance.
The famous, you know, talking head might have offered somebody $1.5 million to sleep with him.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it could be true.
But that can't be true because, A, that dude is so old. Like,
he really is.
And, B
– great shape, but still old.
Yeah, but, like, $1.5 million to sleep with you? Like
– if you're
– I mean, that's top-tier money.
Yes. Well, okay, say you're a woman who, like, look, would you entertain the offer? And does it help if the – now, the guy's old, but he's in shape.
Yeah.
So you're like, well,
it'll be the worst thing in the world.
You know? But on the other hand, you can't ask a guy that because, you know, he'd pork a girl my size for $100.
Of course. Yeah.
I'd say she should have considered it. That's a flattering offer, at least.
Was that movie Indecent Proposal? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
It was like $1 million or something. I forget the
– $1 million for a night with your wife.
Yeah. He said, come on, honey, take it.
They'll redo it at some point, right? It'll be like Steve Harvey would be in it.
They'll do the opposite Mike now Epps. Where it'll be a man. Like the woman wants to sleep with the man.
Oh, okay.
That's the way they always revamp movies now.
We got to make it equal.
We don't want people to think that we're doing another just rehashing. So, Scott Bakula, you're Chinese now.
They give him a haircut to match.
I was so excited about what's the name of the show? Quantum Leap coming back, and then Dean Stockwell is a woman. It's like they just flip flop all the stuff. Just like, oh, the next generation won't notice. Like they're not dumb. Some of them will be, but
look, we'll do Indecent Proposal. We'll make him a gay guy. He's got money. We'll call him the Wonderful Mr. Sanchez.
That's what they'll do. It'll be played by Dr. Chow.
Is that his name? Dr. Ken. Ken Jeong.
Yeah, Ken Jeong. He'll be the one. He'll be throwing Mr. money Chow. Out. Mr. Chow, that's right.
Well, she is a real doctor.
Mr. Chow, though, is an artist and restaurateur.
Yeah, he is, too. Famous cousins of P.F. Chang.
No.
And Benihana. Are we out of here?
All right, thank you. We will take a break. We'll come back. The sounds.
Sights, there's a lot to get into.
Sights, the kind of celebrity spottings.
They had a favorite cameo yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah, throwing out the winks.
Dude, I know it. I got okay, perfect. Absolutely. It warms your heart, doesn't it?
I couldn't stop watching it.
It's like, oh,
immediately, as soon as he walked in.
There's nothing better than watching very, very, very powerful people all just sitting there, and you don't know what they're saying, but you're trying to read their lips. And I know there's a whole series of videos where people do that, but it is interesting.
Yeah.
And also when someone goes to speak to someone and they, like, no-sell it. Like, I kept seeing old Bill Clinton doing that, where people would go talk to him, and he would not even say anything back at all. Not even like in a political way, like just the way old men would used to do. Like, I tell my grandpa, I love you. Right.
Thank you, buddy.
Thank you.
You better.
All right, get out of here now. All right, so we'll talk about the inauguration next in a total unbiased kind of way.
I have something to say.
One number does it all on the TLC Motors text line at 800-774-0093.
That's communication.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.